Dutchtown. Coach, congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, when we look at this district, I mean, how competitive is 5-5A this year? From everything that's happened out there in Ascension Parish, we saw what Dutchtown did to Catholic High last week, McKinley, and how they've played, and you guys tonight. You really can't make any guarantees each week. It's been one of the toughest and most competitive and exciting districts in the area.
Explain, because John just had us questioning everything we did as a program, you know, the way they beat us. I guess that's now 3 weeks ago. And then 2 weeks ago, Dutchtown got a hold of them pretty heavy. And then this week, we got a hold of Dutchtown. So I don't know if you can make a whole lot of sense out of it, but I'm glad to be on the winning end this year.
Well, and hopefully, I guess, Coach, ultimately, when it's all said and done, you hope your whole district is better for, you know, the games they played, because you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, a lot of craziness, a lot of games going one way and then turning around and going the other. But, you know, tonight we were there for the first half. You know, I really liked your running game. I thought, I believe it's Taylor, number two.
Yeah.
Ran hard early, and then this was my first opportunity to watch Mallory, very talented quarterback.
Yeah, I tell you what, and I thought, you know, both interior lines, I got to give a shout-out to them. They played great, and, you know, our little late Tanner Mayo sure played an outstanding football game. But, you know, Mallory is a player, and if the lines and receivers are playing well around him, he makes things happen. And then Nathan Taylor played a real great game tonight. He was good in the run game and caught a few passes, and was overall team effort. You know, when the defense struggled, the offense picked him up, and we had blocked a punt early on special teams and had two kickoff returns to the 50. So overall, it was a huge team win for us.
Coach, I was right there. I got to be honest. On the block punt, I was right there, and I saw your player, and I was like, don't hit him in the back. Don't hit him in the back. Don't hit him. And he couldn't resist it. And I think every official out there talking about on the punt return. But, you know, the other thing that I liked about Mallory, and then I'm going to touch on your defense, is, you know, he seems to keep his eyes up, always looking downfield, always looking to his receivers, and he always looks like he has command of what's going on, especially when he's getting his signals from the sideline.
Yeah, he knows where the guys are, and I tell you, he had one big play tonight that you don't see very often. We had trips to the left, and they brought a corner blitz off the right, and our running back was the only guy to protect, so he picked up the corner, and then the linebacker came unblocked, and he stepped away from the linebacker, stepped out to the right, and, you know, threw it about 40 yards downfield to Tanner Mayo, who I talked about earlier. And it was just a special play. And, you know, good quarterbacks with great feet have a tendency to make those, and he certainly is that.
Was that the one right before half?
Yeah, it was.
Yep. And, hey, Coach, you got a special guest wants to ask you a question. Jackson was there at the game tonight. Go ahead, Jackson.
Coach, how much of a weapon is Briggs Bourgeois?
Man, I tell you what, Briggs Bourgeois is probably one of the best weapons in the state. He kicks all for us, and he touches it back every time. And I think he's kicked 11 or 12 field goals this season, so put those points in there. I think he's had 41 extra points. And then I think he scored his 16th and 17th receiving touchdowns tonight. So when you add that up, that's 150 points that he has scored for the Gators this year. And he's special. I'll just put it that way.
Well, Coach, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about your defense, because, you know, here's a offense that, you know, has a lot of talent. Jordan Sparks, I say Jordan, golly, it's not Jordan Sparks, that's Jared. The singer, Jared Sparks, thank you. And then they have, you know, the athletes. But you guys were able to contain Sparks. He never got loose in the first half that I saw, and your coverage downfield was really good.
Yeah, they really, you know, our pit crew and, you know, our coaches over there have done a great job all year. They've contained some great offenses, and, you know, they had about 2.5 bad quarters against Catholic where we got a little loose, but, you know, our other loss of the year to EA, they played good enough to win. They just got worn down late in the fourth quarter. They have been a rock. You know, we win the toss, you know, which we've won a bunch this year, which is kind of crazy, and we defer. And we want Briggs to kick them deep and to play defense, and that formula's working out. They really, really are playing good football. You know, Cade Roddy on the inside, and, you know, we were down a couple starters tonight, and the guys that next man up played well. Elliot Turner's playing well. So I'm just real pleased with the pit crew all season long.
Coach, who's big number 90, a defensive lineman?
That's Elliot Turner. You know, we put him in on some of them jumbo sets on offense, but you know, he's a two-year starter for us, and he really played big tonight.
Yeah, he definitely did. Well, looking at the power rankings, I see going in, according to the LHSA, you were around 14. You won, so it looks like you're going to be at home next week.
Oh, no doubt, and we're excited about it.
And then, of course, you know, right in front of you was Dutchtown. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of rematches. I have no idea if that's there. I just saw you at your names close together. But, you know, Coach O, we want to appreciate you taking out time to give us a call. Congratulations on a big win tonight. Congratulations on a great season. And hopefully we'll talk to you some more this season.
Hey, thank you very much. Enjoy listening to y'all.
Thank you very much.